on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm John Batson with my good colleague Jonathan Tsai of the FDD. We're talking about Iran from the point of view of what needs to be done. One of the things that needs to be done is to disrupt the pattern of assassination teams around the world over decades. Jonathan and I were speaking of a murder that I remember featured in a book I read many years ago in Berlin. And that was back in the, I believe, early 80s, maybe right after the revolution. Now we come to this. Mexico, with assistance from the U.S. and Israeli intelligence, foiled an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Jerusalem's ambassador to Mexico, according to Israeli and U.S. officials who broke the news on November 7th. Why? What was the driver for assassinating? Is it because he's vulnerable in Mexico City? What did Iran hope to accomplish other than become more of a pariah than it already is, Jonathan?
The Islamic Republic has long sought to really target Israeli assets, both inside and outside Israel. We've seen them launch attacks through proxies against Israeli infrastructure and civilians, but that campaign extends to the broader international arena as well. They go after Israelis in Thailand. They target Jewish sites in Germany. And this is the latest development that we just found out. That, of course, it happened last year, but the information just came out recently. But what's really striking is that oftentimes we think the Americas are immune from Iranian penetration, just given geography, but that is increasingly not the case. A few years back, we saw Iran actually recruit a gang member, Hell's Angels, biker gang members from Canada. They sought to carry out operations on U.S. soil, and now this is just in America's footstep in Mexico. So it is, of course, a direct danger to Israeli assets, but it's also a signal to America that we are on your footstep, if any doorstep, and if anything, we're inside your soil, need be.
And we're looking at a plot that's representative of the thing, of the plotting that's gone on over the years. And my measure here is that Iran has been successful with its assassination plots, intimidating those on the outside of the country. The assassinations are outside of Iran's borders, intimidating them from forming interest groups or maintaining ties with people in Tehran. What's the mission? In other words, what are they trying to accomplish by shooting this or that man outside of the... I understand about the Israelis, but what about the random associations to Iranians?
So you're right to point out that there are two parallel strategies. One is to target American Israeli officials, people, even civilians at times. That is just an ongoing war that the Islamic Republic has launched against the West since 1979, naming America and Israel as their enemies. But parallel to that, there's a strategy of transnational repression going after Iranian dissidents outside of Iran. And we see more and more examples specifically on the bordering countries. So dissidents in Turkey, United Arab Emirates, Dubai, cases in India as well of different Iranian actors successfully, as you pointed out, targeting Iranian dissidents who've been vocal against the regime. The most interesting one actually was on U.S. soil a few years back that the trial just ended for Iran using a Eastern European gang as a cover to target an Iranian journalist and dissident in New York City. So they're increasingly relying on criminal networks to distance themselves from the crimes, has made them a bit more effective, but at the same time, the international community has picked up on this trend and is still holding the regime in Tehran accountable.
One more detail. At this moment, to the best of our knowledge, how many Americans are being held hostage in Iran, Jonathan?
There has never been a point in time when there are no Americans held by the regime in Tehran. Currently, we're looking at four, and the latest one is an Iranian Jewish man who was recently detained for a trip he made to Israel about 15 years ago, which is, again, is indicative of Iran cracking down one on its own Jewish community, but more importantly, holding dual citizens, in this case an Iranian Jewish man, as leverage for potential negotiations.
my flight out of Doha, I mentioned earlier, over Lake Urmia, I puzzled about it at the airport at the time, only because when I arrived, and it's a beautiful airport, everything's perfect in Doha, the ticket counter said that I'd left the night before for Tehran. Very odd. They made a number of calls to the foreign ministry because I was a guest of the government. I was there to broadcast. I wasn't there to meet anybody. And it was straightened out, and I left for New York. But I puzzled afterwards. If I was in Tehran today, if I took that plane from Doha to Tehran, would I be arrested as a second generation with a descent from Iranian nationals?
It is very likely. Ideally, for them, they go after dual citizens because politically, they get to have a claim to that person while at the same time being able to pressure and leverage the other country that the person is a national of. But ultimately, you're talking about a sham judicial system that is not necessarily abiding by any framework or regulation. They can put any label on anyone. And the most prevalent label that we see that they accuse people of is espionage or trying to topple the regime. And that is most likely what a lot of journalists and Westerners who travel to Iran face. They just get espionage accusations, which is punishable by death. So it is not a mild crime to be accused of.
So a journalist such as myself traveling to Tehran today would risk arrest. Is that accurate?
It is 100% accurate. And increasingly what we see is a campaign from the regime trying to demonstrate that it is falsely, of course, that it's open to different journalists coming in. Effectively, if you see a journalist that is able to broadcast from inside Iran without any harassment, they're more likely playing into Tehran's propaganda narrative. So if as soon as the regime thinks you're not going to play by their rules and you're not going to put out their prerogative, they would not hesitate to arrest you on the spot.
Jonathan Steyer of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.